At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
We do this interview, what, once every 6 months?
I think so.
Credit cards. Why are we paying these huge rates on credit cards? Even if you're smart enough to do a bit of shopping around, they're still around about the 10% mark, I think, the lowest cards. Our next guest will know. The Reserve Bank has been called before federal senators to be grilled on why the cost of using credit cards has not fallen since 2011. The margin between the cash rate and the average credit card rate is the widest since records began in 1990. And if average credit card rates fell in line with the RBA cuts, interest would be collectively $900 million less per year. I'm assuming one of the arguments is that if they lend you the money and you've got a credit card bill, that's money that was borrowed, could be borrowed a couple of years ago when rates were a bit higher. They might argue that, might they? I'm trying to structure what their argument might be.
Well, let's find out. Let's go to Michelle Hutchison. She's a money expert from finder.com.au. and an interest rate comparison website. And she's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Now, Michelle, a lot of people have just moved over to their radios. They've just turned up the volume knob a little bit louder. They want to know the reason why there's such a disparity between the official cash rate and credit card rates.
Well, looking historically, credit card rates have always tended to be much higher than the cash rate, and that's because they're unsecured debt. They're a lot more convenient. They're very different to other debts and personal loans and home loans and things like that, very flexible. But the issue is that in the past, they have tended to follow the cash rate, and when we saw interest rates rise around 2010, they increased their purchase rates and credit card rates. And then since 2011, so for the past, you know, 3.5 years, we've seen the Reserve Bank lower the cash rate, but credit card rates haven't really moved. So that's the issue. And I guess the reason why is because they're seeing a lot more pressure in the credit card space, because a lot of credit card holders are not growing their debts on credit cards as much as they used to.
All right, so what sort of interest rates are we looking at being charged on credit cards right now? What's the cheapest one around?
The cheapest one in terms of the ongoing rate is about 7.99%, which is really good. It's quite low. It's something, you know, we haven't seen. But another interesting thing is credit card providers are trying a lot harder to entice new customers, and there's a lot more deals out there. So you can find a lot of deals for 0% interest for perhaps first 12 months on new purchases, or 0% on balance transfers for up to 2 years. So there are a lot of deals out there, but you have to be smart and compare credit cards and make sure you're, you know, taking advantage of these deals. Otherwise, you know, you'll be paying too much interest.
You mentioned 7% there. What about the higher range? Are people still paying, what, 12, 15%?
Oh, definitely, especially when Australians love to be rewarded. And so a lot of cards offer incentives and perks and rewards programs, and people feel like they're getting something when they have a credit card and they're getting points or, you know, earning different perks and things. But the problem is a lot of the time they don't you don't get any benefit from these reward programs if you aren't paying off that debt every month, because they often come with annual fees and higher interest rates. But there are credit card rates, even just purchase rates, because cash advance rates are generally higher. Purchase rates are up to almost 26% now. But generally speaking, average credit card rates, you're looking at around 17%.
Is there a, I mean, 17% you're saying there, so is there a breakdown of how many people actually pay off their credit card every month? Because if you get 55 days, you can get up to 55 days interest-free. So that's money, if you get a card with no fee on it, you're getting that money, you're getting it for 55 days, so presumably your spending is being subsidised, that free money is being subsidised by the others with the much higher rates who are not paying it off.
That's right. So there are no breakdowns of how many people are paying it off every month, but we can see from the Reserve Bank stats that there's about $51.5 billion in total credit card debt, and I think the number's around $35 billion is debt accruing interest. So the difference between the 51 and the 35, that is how much that is being paid off on time every month, and the remainder is the credit cards that aren't being paid off.
All right, so ultimately, though, the answer to the question is as to why there is such a disparity between the cash rate and the credit card rate is because they can.
Exactly right. And I don't know if this inquiry is going to really do anything to legally stop them from doing it.
Mm.
But hopefully, what I'm hoping it will achieve is this public pressure that we're seeing in the media and through the Senate will hopefully help you know, put that pressure on the providers to not be so, I guess, greedy and so much, you know, trying to do everything they can to keep those interest rates high.
Oh, the word you're looking for, probably profit-driven, Michelle.
That's right. Yeah. And they're not seeing as much growth as they used to, but yeah.
All right.
Hopefully, yeah.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.